Sech Mitzvahs Perik Dalet Mishnah Hintel Perik Hey Mishnah Aleph. The previous couple of Mishnayos talked about the Toim, the storage cells, the mini rooms which were kept for storing valuable items which the Beis HaMikdash owned. And these walls were built into the walls of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And this Mishnah adds that there was a ramp which went up from the northeast corner. That's referring to on the right side, if one is looking towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash as he's walking inwards. If you're looking in that direction, so on the right side of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash. And the east would be at the beginning as opposed to further away. So from that point, going upwards to the northwest corner, that's on the other side, so still on the right side, but on the other side of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the ramp led to. And we're going to understand this, that this ramp was also inside the, so to speak, walls of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though we call them walls, they were obviously very wide, like we're saying. There were actual rooms inside of these walls. So it's really on the side of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. To the right of all of these mini rooms, there was this ramp. That via that ramp, they would be able to go up onto the roofs of these mini rooms, which they would do in order to get to the upper floor of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The building was made up of two floors, even though the upper floor was never really used. And on top of the upper floor, of course, was the roof, and that's really the discussion of this Mishnah and the coming Mishnayos. In order to reach the upper floor, the upper story of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, one had to get first onto the roofs of these mini rooms. So he would go up in this on this ramp, facing the western direction of the Beis HaMikdash, which means that he's essentially walking forward in a direction towards the innermost part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He walked the entire northern side on the right of the Beis HaMikdash until he reached Adshumagel Amarov, until he reaches the western side of the building, Higel Amarov. Once he reaches the western side, he now has reached the top of the ramp, and he finds himself on top of these mini rooms. There were three rows, one on top of the other, like we saw in the previous couple of Mishnayos. He's now situated on top of those three rows, and Higel Amarov, once he reaches the western side, he turns to face the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash, which is essentially the left part of the building. He walks that entire western side, until he reaches the southernmost part of the building. Once he reaches the southernmost part of the building, he turns his face to turn towards the eastern direction, which means that he's effectively now walking back along the building of the Beis HaMikdash on the left side. It's his right, but if, again, we're talking the left for somebody who's facing the entrance of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to understand that this whole area that he was walking once he reached the top of the ramp was actually outdoors. It wasn't covered by a roof, which means that somebody standing in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash would be able to see him walking around the part of the building, which is the second story. That part of the building was pushed in slightwards, and he would be walking around the building on the roof of these mini rooms. Now, he's going on the left side of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. At some point on this side of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a entrance which led to the upper story, the upper floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So he would be walking on the southern side of the building of the Beis HaMikdash until he reaches the entranceway to the upper floor, the upper story of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the entrance to the second story was open on the southern side. At the entrance to the second floor, there were two large beams of cedar wood, that using those two beams, which were set up in a form of a ladder, there's a debate as to their exact structure, but that's how he would get to the roof, which is on top of the second story. And he'd go onto the roof to check that everything is okay over there. Now, although when he's on the roof and when he's on the upper story, he's not, technically speaking, inside the part of the building of the Beit HaMikdash where the services take place, I might have thought that it doesn't have such a level of sanctity. But the Mishnah says no, the part of the second floor as well as the roof, which is in line with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest part, the innermost part of the building, that also has a similar level of sanctity as the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, and likewise with the rest of the building. So there were the tops of pieces of wood set into the ground, which separated on the second story of the Beis HaMikdash, Ben HaKodesh Ben Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the inner more part of the building. The Lulin Hoy Pesuchin Ba'aliyah Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, there were skylights open at the floor of the second story, which led, one could go through that, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost room of the Beis HaMikdash. Shebohen Hoy Mishalshalin Sa'umnim Teveis, that through those skylights, they would lower down workers in boxes, and the workers would be facing the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim when they went to clean the walls or to make repairs to the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's forbidden to just gaze around in such a holy place, and if they were only permitted to look at the walls where they were working. So they'd be lowered down in these boxes, and they would be facing the walls and perform their work like that, Kodesh Le'ozunuei Nehem Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that they wouldn't feed their eyes from the room of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the holiest place in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Vav, the next two Mishnayos talk about the dimensions of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And although, strictly speaking, the term Heichal really only refers to the part of the building which does not include the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost room, often the term is actually used to refer to the entire building, not only the Kodesh HaKadoshim, also the Ulam, which is the wide room just in front of the entranceway to the Heichal, to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the examples where the Heichal is used to refer to that entire building is in this Mishnah. The Heichal Me'ah al Me'ah, the building of the Beis HaMikdash had it was 100 by 100 amos. Its length and width were 100 amos, al Rum Me'ah, with a height of 100 amos as well. And now the Mishnah goes through how we reach that height. Ha'oitem Shesh Amos. The Oitem took up a height of 6 amos. This is essentially the lowest part of the building, which is filled up with earth, essentially, thereby raising the floor level of the building of the Beis HaMikdash higher than the floor of the courtyard. And that's why there were stairs to get from the courtyard to the Heichal. The Govhoi and the height of the actual room itself above that floor was Arboim Amar, 40 Amos, so we're on 46 Amos so far, and then there was the roof of the lower story, the lower floor of the building, and the floor of the upper level, the upper story. And this roof and floor was made up of a number of different parts. Amor Kiur, first there was one amor thick, decorated beams of wood. The Amor Sain Beis Dilfor, there were two amos, a height of 2 amos of Beis Dilfor, which refers to vertical supports, which similar to sort of mini pillars, which were placed vertically with a gap in between each one of them, the Amor Tikra, and then there was one Amor thick planks, which were placed horizontally without any gap in between them, the Amor Mazeva, and there was one Amor thick plaster or cement on top of that. And then we have the upper story itself, the Gov Hoshal Aliyah Arboim Amor, the upper story's height was also 40 Amos tall, the Amor Kiur. And then there was an amor thick of decorated beams, Amor Sain Beis Dilfor, 2 amos tall beams which were placed vertically for support, the Amor Tikra, there was one amor thick planks, the Amor Ma'azeva, there was a mixture of cement and plaster, which was one amor thick, and now that's essentially the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. And surrounding the roof was Vesholish Amos Ma'ake, a fence of 3 amos, of a height of 3 amos, around 1.5 meters, the Amor Kole Oirev, and one Amor of Kole Oirev, which literally means a bird destroyer. There's essentially spikes on top of the fence in order to prevent birds from resting on the edge of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Haya Kole Oirev Oirev Min Amidah, these spikes which were meant to deter birds from being there didn't count as part of the height of 100 Amos. They were above the height. They're not considered significant enough and really a part of the building for that to be counted as part of the height. Rather, Elo Arba Amos Hayamake, the fence itself on top of the building of the Beis HaMikdash was 4 Amos tall, and on top of that were these spikes to get rid of the birds. Mishnah Zayin, the dimensions of the building of the Beis HaMikdash continue. Mehamizroch Lamarov, from the eastern side to the western side, which is essentially from the main entrance of the Beis HaMikdash until the other end, where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, the innermost room, Meor Amor also was a length of 100 Amos. And the Mishnah describes how we get to that calculation. Kaisel HaUlam Chomesh, the wall of the Ulam, which is the wide room in front of the entranceway of the Heichal, the wall was 5 Amos thick, the Ha'ulam and the width of the Ulam itself was a Chasasrei, 11 Amos long, Kais and very wide. The Mishnah will soon discuss the width. Kais LaHeichal Sheish, the wall of the Heichal, the inner part of the building, was 6 Amos thick, V'toich Arbaim Amor, and the inner length of the building, of the Heichal itself, this is not including the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 40 Amos long. And then Amotraxin, there was an Amor gap in between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost room. Originally, in the first Beis HaMikdash, this was a stone wall, which was 1 Amor thick. However, in the second Beis HaMikdash, since it was much taller, such a tall wall would have to be thicker than 1 Amor, and therefore instead, they put 2 curtains at the entrance of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and a gap in between them, so this altogether took up a space of 1 Amor. The reason why there were 2 curtains is because they were unsure whether that Amor itself, which was taken up by the stone wall, had the sanctity of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or it was supposed to be part of the Heichal. So out of doubt, they made 2 curtains with that gap in the middle of it, which is the area where they were unsure as to its status. The Esrim Amor Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, the length of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this innermost room was 20 Amos. Kais LaHeichal Sheish, the wall on the other side of the building, was 6 Amos thick. The Hatosh Sheish, then there was a mini room, which was 6 Amos long, the Kais LaTochomesh, and the wall on the other side of this mini room for storing valuable items was 5 Amos wide, 5 Amos thick, thus reaching a total length of 100 Amos. Minatzofen LaDorim Shivim Amor. From the northern side to the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash, of the building, this is essentially the width of the building, the Mishnah told us that it was 100 Amos wide. However, this is only the widest part of the building, which was actually only the Ulam, the very wide room in front of the main part of the building, the Heichal. But the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself had a width of 7 Amor, 70 Amos. Kos LaMesibo Chomesh, starting from the northern side on the right, the wall on the right side of the ramp, which was described a couple of Mishnahs ago, Chomesh, that wall had a thickness of 5 Amos. V'amesibo Sholesh, the ramp itself had a width of 3 Amos. Kaisel Hator Chomesh, the wall on the left of this ramp, and it was really the wall which was on the right of the mini rooms over there, Chomesh, that had a width of 5 Amos. V'hator Sheish, the mini rooms themselves had a width of 6 Amos. At least that was the average width of those rooms. Kais LaHeichal Sheish, the wall on the left of that mini room, which is on the right of the building of the building of the Sanctuary itself. This is the actual wall of the Heichal now. Sheish, that had a thickness of 6 Amos. The Toch Esm Amor and the inside of the actual room of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim had a width of 20 Amos. Kais LaHeichal Sheish, the wall on the other side of the Heichal was 6 Amos thick, the Hator Sheish, and there was a mini room which had a width of 6 Amos, the Kaisel Hator Chomesh, the wall on the other side of this mini room had a thickness of 5 Amos. Ubeis HaYodas HaMayim Sholesh Amos, then there was an area through which water flowed, there was some part of the water system which was channeled through the Beis HaMikdash, Sholesh Amos, that had a width of 3 Amos, the Kaisel Chomesh Amos, and the wall on the other side of that area was 5 Amos thick, which gives us a total of 70 Amos width. Ha'ulam, the wide room in front of the entranceway to the Heichal, Oidef Olav Chomesh Asri Amor, it extended beyond the rest of the building by 15 Amos min Atzofein on the northern side, on the right of the building, V'chomesh Asri Amor min Adorim, and 15 Amos on the southern side, which is the left side of the building. And that area of 15 Amos on each side, which extended beyond the rest of the building, that area was called the Beis HaKhalifos, and its purpose was Shoshom Gozenes HaSakinim, that's where they would store the knives which were used for slaughtering Karbonos. Each of the 24 Mishmoris, the 24 groups of Kohanim, had their own knife to use for slaughtering the Karbonos. And the Mishnah notes that the HaHeichal, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Tsar Me'acharov, It was narrower at the back, v'rochem v'lefonov, and wider at its front, v'doma la'ari, and in that sense it's similar to a lion. And indeed the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya references the Beis HaMikdash using this metaphor of a lion. Hoy, which is an expression of an exclamation. Hoy Ariel Ariel, which literally means the lion of Hashem. Kiryas Chono David, the city in which David HaMelech encamped. And in the context over there, this is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, Ariel. Moha Ari, Tzarmi Achav Rochem Lefonov, just like a lion, is narrower from behind, and it has a wider mane around its head at the front. So too, Afahechel Tzarmi Achav Rochem Lefonov, so too the building of the Beis HaMikdash is narrower at the back and is wider at the front. Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph. The dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash continue. Kol ha'azorah ha'isa'erich me'o shmein v'sheva. The entire courtyard had a length of 187 amos, and this includes the entire area of the Ezes Yisrael, where even non-Kohanim are allowed to be, and the Ezes Kohanim, which is the actual courtyard in which the services are performed. And inside that is the building itself of the Beis HaMikdash. So this is essentially includes the entire structure, the entire complex of the Beis HaMikdash, excluding the Ezes Noshim, which is the outer courtyard, which itself was 135 amos long, as we learned earlier on. Al Reichav Me'o Shleishim V'Chomesh, and this courtyard had a width like the entire Beis HaMikdash's width of 135 amos. Had we reached the calculation of 187 amos in the lengthways, the area where even non-Kohanim are allowed to step has a length of 11 amos. The place where Kohanim only are allowed to step at the beginning of the courtyard before we reach the Mizbeach, Shloish Mushtayim, that takes up an area length of 32 amos. Bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, 20 mushtayim amor. Between the ulam, which is in front of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and the mizbeach is a length of 22 amos. Ha'heichal me'a amor, the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself is 100 amos long, as we described. And behind that, v'achasri amor la'achor Beis HaKapores, there was a length of 11 amos remaining in the courtyard behind the building, behind the room of the Kodesh HaKadoshim.